Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
I hope you're all having a very good Christmas, and it's nice to start off the programme after Christmas with a good news story, because as you've been hearing, 79-year-old Annie Lynch, a grandmother of 10, from the Liberties in Dublin, has become the first person in Ireland to receive a COVID-19 vaccine in St James's Hospital. Well, Bernie Waterhouse is a clinical nurse manager who, working in a designated COVID-19 ward in St James's Hospital as well, she also got her first dose of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine today and was the first healthcare worker in the country to do so. And Bernie is on the line now. You're very welcome to the programme. Bernie, I've never been so happy to talk to a healthcare worker or a nurse. You're welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
Kamir, is it true that you didn't know when you arrived in for work today that you would be the chosen one, so to speak?
No, I knew I would be getting the vaccine today, but I didn't know I would be the first healthcare worker to get it. I only knew half an hour before.
Wow. Were you keen to get it?
I was very keen to get it, yeah, because it really has had a huge impact on, well, everyone's life, but my life, particularly for working in COVID, it limits your social contacts, and particularly, like, you initially, you weren't sure if the PPE was effective enough in order for you to transmit COVID to family, colleagues, mm-hmm. you know. So, yeah, it's a really momentous day.
Yeah, and tell me how it's affected your life working in that COVID-specific ward in St. James's Hospital.
It's been difficult because, like, obviously everybody has to social distance, but I think even more so working in this area, you have to do it probably a little bit more. And like a lot of myself and our colleagues here, like, have really reduced family contacts as a result of it.
I can only imagine then the constant low-lying anxiety that you have throughout the year, because you don't know if you're on day one or day two or day three of being infected with COVID-19 before symptoms arise, you or any of your colleagues.
That's the thing, and that's why particularly on this ward we've had quite a few ward outbreaks as a result of potentially healthcare workers transmitting it to vulnerable patients. So that has been difficult and challenging over the last number of months.
So tell me then, did you feel, Bernie, like you had a weight lifted off your shoulders when you got the job?
Yeah, I was delighted. Like, and obviously people need to remember, like, you still need to social distance, you need to wear face masks still, hand hygiene particularly important, and you still need to limit your social contacts. But yeah, you definitely feel more at ease from having the vaccine, everyone should have it.
You and everybody else who gets this Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine now will have to get a second jab, isn't that right? When are you scheduled in for that job?
Yeah, so 21 days after your first vaccine, you get a second one.
And you're fully protected, or you're protected, inoculated as of the moment you get the second vaccination?
So as far as I know, they said 7 days after you get your second vaccine, you should be protected.
You'll be a new woman at that point.
Yeah, that'd be great.
It's fantastic, isn't it?
It's really good. And it's good because it was a tough year and we're going into 2021 now with a real positive vibe.
Yeah, it's been a tough year, and it continues to be a tough period for everybody who's in that kind of in between the two vaccines point, like yourself now, and for the rest of us who are awaiting the vaccine. And I know that St James's Hospital has 500 doses to give out now this week. Are you expecting, you and your colleagues, a good uptake in terms of people queuing up for the vaccine there?
I can only speak for my own area, but I know like about 75% of my area have all signed up to get the vaccine over the next 2 days. So yeah, there is really, initially people were quite apprehensive about it, mm-hmm. but I think now they're really quite excited about it. Yeah. They want to get it.
And this is kind of a day of mixed emotions for you, Bernie, I would say. Joyful and happy that you've got the vaccine. But then you look at the news of indicators, COVID indicators rising sharply, be it hospitalizations or case numbers or numbers in ICU creeping up. And you must fear for what's coming through your doors in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, and the numbers are increasing, but we've coped with it before and we'll cope with it again. But I think this is a really positive step in the right direction. So.
Has this helped the news of the vaccines and the rollout of vaccinations? Has this helped morale among healthcare workers? Because I know you were stretched, and psychologically an awful lot of people felt extremely fatigued and anxious over what's happened in the last year.
Yeah, and unfortunately, some of our colleagues are still out since last April with some of the symptoms from COVID. You know, so kind of 10 months later, you know, they're still not right. So obviously, yeah, there is a lot of anxiety, and we were redeployed from a surgical area to a COVID area, because the previous ward that had been in our area just couldn't take COVID again, you know, and they found it quite a stressful environment, particularly in the first phase. It was really tough.
Yeah, I can imagine that. Mm. All right. But look, for you today, anyway, personally, it's a good news day, and we'll take the good news when we get it, for sure. Bernie Waterhouse, you are the first healthcare worker in the country to get the COVID-19 vaccine. I think congratulations is the word.
Thank you so much.
Thank you very much indeed for talking to us on the programme, and the best of luck.